Dear friends at Bellworth Park Catholic Community, this is Father Scott with another reflection. This reflection is going to be posted on October 4th. And the reason why I tell you that, because October 4th is the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi. Now, since it's a Sunday, we're not going to be celebrating the feast day. But since I'm a follower of St. Francis, we're going to be celebrating it definitely at home with a real good meal and some brotherhood and some joyful, hopefully doing some singing. As a follower of St. Francis, I know his life, and his life was like many people's life. He lived in his youth, because his father was wealthy, a very, very luxurious life. But there came a time for conversion in his life, and he turned his life over to God. You know, he became, for so many people, a wonderful patron for helping the poor, a patron for ecology, a patron for, since he went all the way during the Crusades and talked to the Muslim leader, a patron for dialogue between the different religions. And yet all of this, you know what he called himself? He would say, "I am your little brother, Francis." And it got to the point that he became so much love, which is all of our goals, to become love. He became so much love that he had imprinted on him, his body, the five wounds of Jesus. You know, I always believe, and you can check this out in church history, that God raises up people at the right time for the needs of the church, for the challenges of the church. You can think of St. Benedict when we needed monastic life. You can think of St. Ignatius when we needed people to really come to understand wholehearted commitment to the Lord and how to do that with the spiritual exercises. You can think of St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross when there was a chance for people to come to know what contemplative prayer was. And then again, we have St. Francis, because at the time of St. Francis, the church really had lost its mooring. It lost its commitment to what Jesus wants it to do. Wealth became such a big, important thing among the church leaders. In fact, Innocent III, who was living at the time of St. Francis, he was the most powerful pope politically in the history of the church, in the history of Europe. And so the people had become rather cynical. The people started to drop going to a church. They just didn't feel like the leadership of the church really led them to Christ. And then who comes along but St. Francis? And he took that position like Jesus took the position. Jesus was born in the stable in poverty, right? And so Francis comes along, and he chooses poverty also. He renounces his wealth. As I said, he calls himself your little brother Francis, so he also really renounces any use of power. And God uses him to bring about a renewal in the church. You know, in a few short years, he had 5,000 followers before he died. Now, let's fast forward to the times in which we live. I think in recent times, once again, God raised up two significant people to help us face the challenges, to help us face renewal. The first person was Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Once again, you see how the Lord works. He gets a simple person. She was teaching in an elite girls' school in India. She gets called by God to leave there. And where does she go? She goes into the slums of Calcutta and helps the poor. And soon the whole world knows about her, and she even gets a Nobel Prize. The second person, of course now she's a saint, the second person is St. John Paul II. God raised him up in a time when Eastern Europe was still under the control of the communists, and he just became a real strong leader of the church during this time, wrote wonderful things. And so we can expect God to continue to raise up people like that. Have a wonderful week. God bless you.